You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you for making Locked On Mets your first listen every day. Locked On Mets is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. Well, the Mets have now dropped each of their first two games in this series against the Atlanta Braves and are essentially letting the division slip through their fingers on this final bonus edition of Locked On Mets for the weekend. What can they do to change it? Is there any hope? In the first segment, I'll discuss the game, the loss, obviously. And in the second segment, do you still believe? Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, follow me on Twitter, at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing at JustBaseball.com, where I work as the managing editor. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I am low-key happy I got COVID. I'm saying that somewhat jokingly, but also somewhat seriously, because my symptoms weren't that bad. I'm feeling better, but testing positive had me cancel my trip up to Atlanta, and I was able to get about half my money back on the tickets to this series, and I didn't spend money on gas and hotels, and I didn't have to be in the building watching a bunch of fans do the tomahawk chop as I watch a team that I've enjoyed all year long basically choke away the division at the end. And look, I'm not even that frustrated with the way these two games have gone, because the Braves are a great baseball team. And since June, they've been better than the Mets, and they very well could be better than the Mets. And the way they played the last couple of days, they probably are better than the Mets. You look at their lineup 1-9, and they have more guys that can leave the yard. That's a big problem for the Mets that I'm sure we'll be talking about this offseason. The fact that you look at this lineup, and while Francisco Lindor has been a solid home run threat this year and Wander Westgaard got the 20, you're looking at a lineup and you go 1-9 and it feels like Pete Alonso is the only one that can leave the yard with regularity. And that just puts so much pressure on him, while the Braves have guys like Dansby Swanson, who are hitting home runs to go along with Matt Olson and Austin Riley and the more traditional home run hitters, and even William Contreras going yard at times, or Michael Harris. I mean, it just seems like they have an entire team that can hit home runs. And what they've done in this series in the first two games against Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer is they've gotten some mistakes and they haven't missed them. I mean, Jacob DeGrom leaving mistakes over the heart of the plate, and they've done damage. You know, in this game here, you had Dansby Swanson really delivers the home run that made the difference. You know, at the time, Mets are up 2-1. Ronald Acuna Jr. has literally a check swing base hit, which is the most ridiculously lucky thing you can imagine. But credit to the Braves for taking advantage. And Swanson's his 24th homer of the year, and they take a lead. And then Olsen adds another, and they never look back. And Scherzer, as much as we want to talk about him as a big game pitcher, he dropped the ball tonight. And goes 5 2/3, allowed 9 hits, never seemed to have his best stuff. You can see it right from jump. You know, when Scherzer's on and he gets ahead in the count, he can, you know, put a slider enough outside of the zone that a batter can't get to it, but convincing enough that they'll swing at it. Anytime he tried to throw a slider at the bottom of the zone, it was in the dirt. I mean, he just didn't have command of his pitches. And it's just bad timing that both DeGrom and Scherzer were unable to step up in these big moments. But offensively, the Mets only scored 2 runs in each of these games. And he gets back to the home run ball. I mean, and the Mets have to string together 3 hits. And when you're going against a team like the Braves that are getting quality starting pitching, and you get to their bullpen and their bullpen's lights out, it's just tough to beat them. The reason why I said this feels like a choke, it's not as much about losing these two games. Atlanta's great. They're great at home. You're going to lose a lot of series against the Braves. Most teams have in that ballpark this year. It's the fact that you got swept by the Cubs. It's the fact that you let the Nationals beat you in a series. It's the games that you lost against the A's, where you could have had a sweep, but you didn't get that one extra one, the Marlins. It's just, all of those little moments and a fantastic season by the Mets. Now you're tripping up at the finish line here. It's just been a bad September. And I have been one of the greatest apologists for the Mets throughout the year because they deserve it. I mean, it's a 98-win baseball team. But you had it. You beat the Dodgers in that series, and you came into this month with the cakewalk of a schedule and a three-game lead in this division. And it's not like the Braves have been playing incredible baseball in September to catch you. You had your opportunity to gain ground and to make it so this series was irrelevant, or this series could have been one where you could have gone into it with the magic number being two and you might have lost the first two games. And guess what? We still got one more chance to clinch this division against the Braves. And if we don't, we got two against the Nationals that we would have to win in the final series. That's where you could have been as a ball club, but you time and again lost games to bad teams, and they deserve it at this point. They deserve to be in this position. Now, they're a good enough ball club that there's no reason the Mets can't go out on Sunday night, get a good game from Chris Bassitt, score some runs early, hand the ball off to Edwin Diaz late with a lead, and you can escape Atlanta with the division tied and the tiebreaker in hand, and then you just got to go out and beat a bad team and do what they were unable to do throughout the month that put them in this position. And then we'll see what the Mets can do. We'll see if the Mets can win. And basically, at this point, the path is simple. No more magic numbers, no more math, no more scoreboard watching. The Braves aren't going to lose to the Marlins. I just don't see it. Now, could it happen? Sure. But the Marlins even made it harder on the Mets because Sandy Alcantara, they shut down. So instead of Pablo Lopez, Jesus Lazardo, Sandy Alcantara, who knows who the Marlins are throwing out there now, but it won't be the Cy Young. So I expect the Braves to win all three games against the Marlins. With that said, you want to win the division? 102 wins get you there. That's it. If you're in the Mets, 102 wins you the division. Four games. Can they win four in a row to close out this season and be NL East division champs and earn a champagne shower at the end of this season? Or are they set to go into a wild card round against the Padres? That's where we're at. But the last two nights have been extremely frustrating, and I am just happy that I wasn't in Atlanta, honestly, to watch it, because imagine how mad I am now, or I'm frustrated after watching these two games, and then magnify it by about 100 with the money that I would have spent, the time I would have spent, and having to be around that many Braves fans, because they're the absolute worst. But I want to skew positive. Why should the Mets, or why can the Mets turn this thing around still? Should we still believe? I think they've earned that. I'll discuss that more in just a minute. But if you haven't tried Built Bar Puffs yet, you're depriving yourself of one of life's greatest joys. And guess what? There's a new flavor. You ready for this? The delicious and indulgent cookie dough flavor covered in chocolate. That's right. Built has done it again. They have the new cookie dough chunk puffs. They're chewy in texture with real chocolate cookie dough chunks. And of course, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. All the joys of eating cookie dough without the hassle of making it. Plus, it's healthy for you. Only coming with 160 calories, and they have a whopping 15 grams of protein in them. Run to Built.com to snag a box for you and the family. It will be the perfect treat. And maybe if you don't even want to share it with your family, find a little hiding spot, hoard them to yourself like all Built Bars. The new cookie dough chunk puffs are covered 100% real chocolate, which means they're healthy and tasty, and they are made with a collagen protein that your body absorbs more efficiently, which provides tons of health benefits. Eat something that tastes good and is good for you by trying Built Bars today. Go to Built.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON15. You're going to get 15% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON15 for 15% off at Built.com. Here we go. One more matchup, Mets versus Braves. Could be the last time these two teams see each other unless they meet again in the National League Championship Series. And it's Chris Bassitt versus Charlie Morton. Now, on the surface, Mets have an edge there. watching the Braves lineup and the at-bats they've been putting together the last couple of days and the at-bats the Mets have been putting together, I can't at all say the Mets have an edge, but this is a team. Every time we've doubted them, every time that we've thrown dirt on the Mets and say, yeah, you're going to lose this division. The Braves are going to catch you. It's over. You're playing bad baseball. The bats aren't good enough. They should have done more at the trade deadline. All of that pessimism, this team has found a way to answer the bell. And, you know, when they were in Milwaukee and they clinched a playoff berth, then the next day they end up rallying back and winning a game. You felt the magic. You felt it when they swept the Pirates. You felt it throughout this month at times. You know, you felt it when they came back against the Marlins just before this series, putting the Mets in this advantageous position now where if you win this game on Sunday, it's not a complete success of a series. Don't get me wrong. You did not want to go into Atlanta and lose this series. That's not what I'm saying at all. But you take one, you salvage it. You take one, you take back the season series. And the frustrating thing, when you look at the season series, the Mets started off 8-4 against the Atlanta Braves this year. 8-4. They split the first series they played, a four-game set. And then they won the next two. And they put themselves in a prime position to go on to clinch this division because, or at least clinch the season series. Because all they needed in the final seven games was two wins. They got one in the final six at this point. They're 1-5 against the Braves in these final two series. They've lost both series. Now you got one more chance, one last opportunity to go up against this team you've been battling all year, the team that you have kept at bay all year. As much as we want to talk about how much better the Braves have been since June, anytime they've gotten close, that they took the division by half a game, the Mets grabbed the right back. Anytime that they tied it, the Mets answered, or they would get close, the Mets would stretch it. Can you show some resiliency? Can you show that you are worthy of being division champs? Go out and beat the Braves on their own field, Sunday night baseball. Close out the season series strong. Take the tiebreaker back with you and give yourself a chance here to still avoid that wild card round. We'll see if this team shows life. I am not going to just say it's over. Because if you do that, you're discounting everything we've watched this season. And as much as the last month has been frustrating, and I've been talking about that throughout the entire show today, how bad this month has been when it comes to the schedule they had and what they could have done to put themselves into a prime position to clinch this division. As much as there's been that frustration, as much as they miss Starling Marte right now, as much as You wish that it was prime, untouchable Jacob deGrom in game one where he gave you seven scoreless and you won a game 2-0. This is still a team that deserves every Mets fan, as frustrated as you are right now, to sit down, watch them, root for them, and believe that they can still pull one out, that they can win these last four games, clinch their spot or clinch their division, and get that break heading into the playoffs. Otherwise, at least we get playoff baseball. You hope they would handle the Padres, and then you got to face the Dodgers. That's what's in front of us. But it's better than it was last year, I'll give you that, and it's better than a lot of years before. So I always try to put a little bit of perspective in on this because as frustrated as you can be in this team, it's still a 98-win team that will most likely finish the season with at least 100 wins. Anyway, that's going to be all for this bonus edition of Locked On Mets. A little bit regretting that I promised to do these shows after each game. I was hoping I'd be doing them after wins, but we'll be back to a regular scheduled programming, you know, Monday through Friday after the Sunday night game. We'll see if the Mets can get back on track and give us something to really be rooting for in the final week of the regular season. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you follow, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, @FinkelsteinRyan. Follow the show, @LockedOnMets. Thank you for making Locked On Mets your first listen every day. Now for your second listen, check out Locked On MLB, hosted by Paul Francis Sullivan. Locked On MLB is where you want to go to stay up to date with everything going on in Major League Baseball. You can follow Locked On MLB wherever you get podcasts.